Thank you, Miss. Appreciate you singing that song. Why I quit singing so much during the song, sir, I'm wearing my voice out before I start preaching. I can't help it. I've never forgotten, got over him taking me up out of that harbor pit, setting my feet upon a rock, establishing my goings, and putting a song in my heart. You know, I mean, some people say, I can't sing. Well, you can if he puts a song in your heart. You say, well, I can't stay on tune. Well, as long as you're singing to him, that's what matters. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? He sure is. She had no idea what the Lord had laid on my heart, and she's preaching on that resting place, did she? Nope. She didn't know. Neither did I know what she's going to sing. I've got a verse of Scripture and some other verses throughout, some of them in Hebrews, some in Revelation, some in the book of 1 Thessalonians. But I want to just say thank God for that resting place. Hallelujah. The Bible said in that Matthew 11:28, come unto me, y'all that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke's easy and my burden's light. You shall find what? Rest unto your soul. Hallelujah. So I'm glad there's a resting place and we can rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's calling us. They're not a burden. And he said in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 7. He said, you that are in trouble, you know what he says? What did he say, Brother Donnie? Rest with us. Hallelujah. You got troubles? God said, Job said, a man born to woman's few days and full of trouble. If you're living for God, you're going to have some trouble. Some people think, well, if you live for God, everything's hunky-dory. Everything's this and that. But I want to tell you something. But all that trouble, you can still have rest. You can rest in God. You can rest at his feet. You can rest. I sort of like what Mary and Martha were doing that day. Mary was cumbered Martha was cumbered about much serving. I get them mixed up sometimes. They were sisters. But you know what? She was serving, getting all the meal ready and doing all this. And guess what Mary was doing? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she was resting there. And listen, thank God. You know, it's good to have rest for the body. And so nothing takes a place. You got to have it to live, don't you? I mean, you got to have some rest. You got to have sleep. God ordained it and set it up like that. Just the way it is. But you know what? Just thank God for the rest that you can have in your soul. Amen. And in your spirit. And inside, you can have rest. Just as sure as everything. You'll find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3 and 4, you'll find it talks about the rest of God. How that God gives us rest. Oh, thank God. I'm glad he does. It's a finished rest. He said, is God rested from his work? Is God rested? It is from his creation. He rested on the Sabbath day. I thought about, listen, thank God. After he died for our sin, God raised him from the dead. He went back and sat down by the Father. Did you know what? He's resting there today, thank God. And you know what we can have? Not just one day a week rest, but we can live in rest, thank God. Have peace that passeth all understanding. Have a rest, thank God. They go come nowhere else. It's a rest that God gives. We cease from our own works. We begin to rest in God's works. You know why some people can't rest? Thank God. I want to say we can rest in this. We can rest in this great salvation that God has given us. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You can rest on it. What you mean by resting on it? Well, it's secure. It's safe. Hallelujah. It's everlasting. It's eternal. You can rest in it. Thank God. I want to tell you something. If you don't have a salvation you can rest on, you won't have no rest. But I want to thank God that Jesus said, he tells us, he said, if Joshua, translation is in the book of Hebrews, said, had given them rest, They listened. They'd have found it, but I won't tell you something. You know why? You don't have rest. It's because of unbelief. He said they couldn't enter in. Why? Because unbelief. Oh, that's it. You got to have rest. If you're going to have it, it's you got to have faith in God. He said they had faith. They entered not into that rest in the Old Testament time, into Canaan land. You know why? They did not believe. They entered not in because of their unbelief. You know why we so miserable sometimes? Why we so torn up? Because of unbelief. Well, I want to thank God you can enter into rest. Have rest of God in your soul. I'm telling you, no matter what comes against you, thank God. The finished work. He was finished before the foundation of the world. And when Jesus sat on the cross, it's finished. I'm telling you, it is finished. You can't add nothing to it. You can't put nothing to it. It's complete. It's perfect. It's perfect salvation. Perfect complete. You can rest in God's salvation. Whew. It's real. You can come. You can put your weight on it. You can lay on it. You can trust in it and be secure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad you can. You can rest in God's wonderful, marvelous, glorious salvation. You know what a lot of people say? I'm worried about the past. I want to tell you something. You can rest all about the past. You just rest on God's salvation. You say, what about all the past? You can rest from all the past sins if you've been forgiven. They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You can rest of the fact. You said the devil brings them up. Well, let the devil do what he does. I'm telling you, God's forgotten him and put him in the sea of forgiveness. You can rest of the fact in this salvation. They gone, thank God. Hallelujah. They don't have to come back and torment you. I like the Old Testament type of it. They had two goats. High priest lay his hands on one of them. One of them they would offer for the sacrifice, shed the blood, wouldn't they? For the sins of the people. That's the type of Christ. The other one, they lay their hands upon him, on that other goat, and they lead him out into the wilderness. Listen, to never see him no more. You know what's the type of? God not only forgave us of our sins, but when he forgives us, listen, takes them into the sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah. The depths of the sea. He puts them behind his back to never remember them no more. They gone. Hallelujah. They gone. Devil try if you. He's an accuser, you know that, don't you? He's an accuser of the brethren. I can see him up there trying to accuse us, and they say, Jesus, I hear Jesus say to him, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about, devil? Him gone. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we got a Savior. He put the sins behind us. I can rest in that. The fact that God, in his sovereign grace and sovereign mercy, would take old sinners. Hallelujah. I had to help in a funeral yesterday of an older lady that taught me in Sunday school. And she told me one time, Brother Donnie, she said, I was surprised. Never would have thought you'd ever been a preacher teaching you in Sunday school. You know what I told him yesterday? I said, I want to tell you something. Don't ever think, and I want to tell all you Sunday school teachers here, don't ever think just because somebody's mean, just because somebody is mischievous, you may not think they're listening. But I want to tell you something. God's word don't return void. It accomplished that that pleases him. Well, she wasn't more surprised than I was. But I want to tell you something. God can save an old sinner like me, turn him around, and hopefully can use him. He can save anybody. Hallelujah. But I'm glad I can rest in the fact of my salvation. Hallelujah. Jonah, you know where he learned salvation to the Lord? belly of the whale. That's what he said, isn't it? You know where you learn you better obey the will of God? In the belly of the whale. I'll tell you something. Don't think you're going to run from God. Where are you going to go? You can't get away from him. He's everywhere. I was teaching Sunday school lesson right after I got saved. Didn't know much about the Bible. But there's an old gentleman there, Mr. Gordon. He had no family. Right across from the church downtown. The old building there where the bank is now. Some of you probably remember it. It's only had 10 or 12 in there. He asked me one day, stunned me. He said, where'd God come from? But he had a verse of scripture. He came, there's one place in the Bible said he came from Mount Teman. I never remember reading that. But it's in there. I found it. Then I got to thinking about talking to him. Well, he can come anywhere he wants to because he's everywhere anyhow. Hallelujah. You can't hide from him in the darkness. You can't run from him. He'll catch you. He'll know what. And I want to tell you something. He got a lot more power than what you'll ever imagine. Persuade you and convict you and convert you. He can save the vilest sinner. He can. My Lord can. I can rest in that kind of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what that kind of rest in that kind of salvation does? It brings me satisfaction. It brings me rest. Somebody said, what you going to do while you're asleep? Well, he can keep me while I'm asleep. What you going to do when you get up and go back in this whole cruel world? He going to keep me there. He going to walk with me. I can rest in that. What he said in Hebrews chapter number 4, he said, as God rested from his work, we can rest in God's rest. We can get in his rest. And rest in his rest. Hallelujah. You can rest in that finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. He went there for you, and he went there for me. Thank God. So I got a salvation. Amen. That I can rest in. I can rest in it that my past is gone. I can rest in it that my present is still in his care and in his keeping. Then I can rest in it for the future. You think about it. Uh-huh. What did he say? He said in another verse. Revelation, there it is. Revelation chapter 14. It's verse number 13. I believe it is. He said, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth they shall rest from the labors, and the works do follow them. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. They shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow. Honey, I'm headed to a rest. Whew. We don't see we in that rest now. They tried to get them going Canaan about. We still got some with us. We got some overcoming to do. We got some battles to win. But we can still have rest. One of these days you're gonna be where there'll be no more battles. There'll be no more heartaches. There'll be no more trials, no more trouble. No more sin. No more heartache. There'll be nothing to face. Then it's like that we're facing now. But he said, blessed are they that die in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I hope I get up in the Lord, but if you are, you're going to die in him. Blessed are they that die in the Lord. How come? Bible said in Revelation 25, blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection, for over him the second death hath no power. He should be priest and shall reign with Christ. How long? 1,000 years. But blessed are those. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians? He said, when the trumpet sounds, amen. Be not ignorant, brother, concerning those that sleep, as others which have no hope. But he said that those that sleep in Jesus, you see, God will bring with him. And the dead of who? In Christ shall rise first. They that die in the Lord are blessed. Hey, and those that die in the Lord will rise in Christ. In Christ shall rise first before we ever leave the ground. They're gonna get a head start on us because I started to say they're 6 foot under. We might be there if the Lord tarries, but our bodies will. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going to get up first. Resurrection. I thought about it a lot of times. I come by the cemetery. We a lot. I thought, Lord, be out me if you just come anytime I'm sitting around here. Amen. We can rest in that. You know why we can rest? You know how what God's given me rest concerning my loved ones are laying out there in the cemetery? I know one day they died in the Lord, and one day they're going to get up. Those that died in Christ are blessed. In Christ shall rise first. We've got to be in him. You know what? I'm glad to be in him because I can rest in him. I can rest in his finished work. What did Jesus say on Mount Calvary? What did he say? It's finished. Finished. It's finished. His work's done. And you know what he said when we rest in his work? We get away from ours. I'm going to tell you something. Our works won't do it. You see, our works are followers. Our works didn't get us there. Follow me? He said our works follow us. We rest from our labors. But that works is not what got us there. You said, preacher, what got us? Nothing but pure grace of a loving, merciful God that loved me all like I was while I was a sinner, while I was without hope, while I was without strength, and while I was ungodly. He loved me. He gave himself for me. You know what a Savior. Folks, shouting ground. We got somewhere we can rest on. Rest. Thank you, Melissa, for singing that song. You didn't know what I was going to preach, did you? No. My wife's here. You asked her if she ever knew what I was going to preach on. She'd tell you no. Because she never did. Honestly. I told her one time, I said, you probably help me preach some if you would. She said, I'm not preaching. You I'm not preaching. That's your job. I'd get her about it. But you know what? She prayed for me. Lifted up my hands. Amen. But you know what? You can rest. Let me ask you this. Ain't not rest for everybody. The Bible said in Isaiah 57, I believe it is. 2021. There's no peace in my God. To the wicked. You know why? He's like the troubled sea. Cast up his mire. And no rest, said my Lord, unto the wicked. That's what he said. Chapter 4, that tells us something else about him. They no rest, sir. You die without Christ, there'll never be no rest. Never no rest if you die without Christ. So when you get home, read the second chapter. I won't take time to read this morning. Read the second Thessalonians chapter number 1. You'll see what he says. When the Lord comes, taking vengeance upon them that know not God, not obey the gospel, didn't he say that? Raining. You know what I'm hoping, praying? No, God give us some physical rain. But I'll tell you what he said in the last days. The latter rain. Pour out his spirit upon us. Sons and daughters. Prophesy. Preach. And carry the word. What we need is the outpouring of God's spirit. To convict, convert, and draw people to this wonderful salvation. Where they can have rest. Folks, we're living in one of the most unrestful days and hour they've ever been. You won't find no rest nowhere except in him. Jesus. He's the one that can give you rest. That's my Savior. That's why it said in Matthew 11:20, the quote to start with. Come unto me, all you that labor, burdened and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My yoke's easy and my burden's light. And you shall find rest to your soul. Hallelujah. Come, he said, unto me. You'll not find it anywhere else. That's why we're living in this generation. If they just only knew what rest Jesus can give you. And can completely rest on him. On his finished work at Calvary. That your sins are forgiven. That you have a home, hope, and you have a home in heaven waiting for you. What a wonderful thing that is to rest on. Jesus. Come unto me. If you burden, cast your burden on the Lord, because he careth for you. That's what he said to him. He said, take my yoke and learn it. I'll tell you something, the more you learn of him, the better your rest will be. He gives you rest. He's restful, peaceful. You remember he spoke to the waves on the seas that night, on that stormy boat, stormy waves. He walked on them. They was in a storm. Jesus came walking on the sea. You know what he said to the waves? Peace. Be still. Lie down. You know what he can say to troubled souls and troubled hearts? I like that verse in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Ye that are troubled, I'm fixing to close, rest with us. Take my yoke upon ye. Whose yoke? His. What is his yoke? It's easy. Get yoked up with him. I was thinking about when I was meditating on that verse of scripture. Brother Calvin, I was thinking about it. I was too little. I plowed a horse some a little later. But I was too little to hold a plow when I could see Denny and him using it. I was just a little thing. They'd yoke him up. Pair him. When I was reading that, I thought to myself, they had to pretty well match up. They're walking. You know what the Lord was saying to me? We'll yoke up with, he said, if you'll yoke up with me, you can take a step, I'll take one with you. You pull and I'll pull with you. You go and I'll go with you. Every step of the way, every walk, hallelujah. That's why he said, he that putteth the hand to the plow and looketh back is not fitting for the kingdom of heaven. But all glory to God, I'm going to put my hand to the plow and look forward and yoke up with Jesus. And plow on for the glory of God. Yoked up with him. I'm telling you, it makes it easy if you yoked up with him. And learn of me. And you know what I learned? His yoke's easy. His burden's light. You'll find rest until you saw. Do you have it? You won't have it outside of Christ. If you're outside of Christ, you won't have it for eternity. I'm inviting you to come. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To the Savior. If you may be walking at a little distance from the Lord, I want to tell you, get close to him. Take up his yoke. Walk with him. And you can find rest like you've never known to your soul. Hey, people's hunting it everywhere else. Amen. Huh? You can have it right there on your job. You can have it right in your home. You can have it there at school. You can have it. Why? Because you yoked up with Him and He's living inside. You can rest on Him. Would you stand with me?